the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
In this episode, I talk about cars. Denny Hillcrest reviews The 100, and Derek and Rory talk about, well, whatever it is they talk about. This is Comedy Forecast number 310, Cars and Space.
Broadcasting from a corner of the internet so remote, so unstable that we have to keep feeding the meter to reboot our dial-up connection. This is Comedy Forecast, random bits of audio fun. And now, here's your host, Clinton!
Hi, folks. Well, the time has come to trade in the PT Cruiser. Yep, I'm looking for a new car. A new used car. Look, a pony. Let's just say I'm looking for a pony. I don't want to buy anything too old, so I've been looking at cars from the last 2 or 3 years. And I have to ask, did everyone suddenly forget how to mix colors into paint? Because it turns out I can get any color car I want, as long as it's black, white, or gray.
Oh, but Clinton, this isn't just gray, it's iridescent metallic light ash.
It's gray. It's gray, gray, gray. It looks like you dumped a tube of glitter glue on some old aluminum siding. Come on, where are the gleaming golds, the fire engine reds, or that weird neon lime green color that makes you think, maybe this smart car could be in the next Fast and Furious movie? Blacks, grays, whites? Why are we trying to turn our highways into the worst retro Instagram filter ever? Hi, I'm Derek.
And I'm Rory. Say, you look like you've been deep in thought, brother.
Way down upon the levee.
Actually, I was just thinking about how life is one big circle. I mean, we're born, have children.
Girl, not with these hips.
Grow old and pass on.
Wait, that's not a circle. It's a straight line with some random offshoots. Not unlike the Star Wars Expanded Universe. May the Wilrow Hood be with you. Ice cream!
Then what do you think that...
My philosophy has always been that life is like a baguette. Sure, it's long, and you're happy to share it, but it's really hard to fit the whole thing inside a shampoo bottle.
I don't even know what that means.
I'd explain it, but I rarely listen to myself. My voice is just like waves that go out into space. V'ger!
Speaking of which, what do you think of the latest discovery regarding the Big Bang?
Sorry, I don't watch that show. 6 seasons in a movie!
I mean the discovery of gravitational waves polarization that helped confirm the existence of inflation immediately following the creation of the universe some 13.8 billion years ago.
Well, that's sad.
Why?
I mean, how can we ever hope to curb inflation if it's been around for 13.8 billion years?
I don't think you fully understand.
I'll bet back then you could buy a week's worth of groceries with a nickel.
Rory, people weren't even around that long ago.
Too bad. Think of the savings. Chitty chitty bang bang!
It's all tied in with CMB.
I love CMBs. Cheese, meatballs, and bacon. Especially on a baguette.
No. CMB stands for Cosmic Microwave Background.
Oh, I don't think so.
Why is that?
Well, you can't fit a baguette into a microwave. Size matters.
I feel like we're back where we started.
Circle of life, Simba. Circle of life.
Jalapeno!
And now, another Danny Hillcrest channel-changing old-school network primetime review in color.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here. Today, I'm talking about the new series The 100 on channel The CW. That's The CW, not to be confused with... Anyway, The 100 is a show that hits that sweet spot of millennial tween sci-fi survivalists who don't mind mixing space opera-based political stories with lighthearted Lord of the Flies-style teen antics. I love it!
It's been 97 years since a nuclear apocalypse killed everyone on Earth, leaving the planet simmering in radiation. Fortunately, there were survivors. 12 nations had operational space stations at the time of the bombs. There is now only the Ark, one station forged from the many. We're told the Earth needs another 100 years to become survivable again. 4 more space lock generations and man can go home, back to the ground. The ground. That's the dream.
Suddenly, 100 of the underage 18 felons on the Ark are sentenced to go down to the Earth, which should not be saved for another 100 years. Wow, this show really likes the number 100. Fortunately for the teens, the Earth is fine. Yep, that's right. The brainiac brains who could stitch together 12 space stations couldn't figure out how to use a telescope or send down a simple probe landing project. Anyway, back on the spaceship, the president, or chancellor, or head chef, or whatever he is shot. But by whom? Jakar? One of the Galactica Final Five? Tom Cruise from Oblivion? Will Smith from After Earth? So many choices! Meanwhile, back on the green, lush Earth, the 100 are splitting up in true Scooby-Doo fashion. Some headed for Mount Doom and others staying near the hatch or something. Then things get confusing. But that's okay, because this is a series, so they have plenty of time to create even more loose ends. I give The 100 a solid 100. But wait for it to come out on VHS so you can pick it up at Blockbuster.
Reality sucks.
Goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Okay, remember, folks, you can subscribe to Comedy Forecast through iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed. And if you'd like to become a Comedy Forecast patron, check out the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page over at comedyforecast.com. And that's with the number 4. Or search for Clinton or Comedy Forecast on patreon.com. For just a dollar an episode, you can help support the show. And for those of you already signed up as patrons, thank you so very, very much.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.